and Vice Principal Academic and their partners. Queer History Month will be opened and closed by Elder Gawenodas Sedalio Fazio. The goal of McGill's Queer History Month is to raise awareness, advance education, and increase visibility of 2S LGBTQIA communities by recognizing their histories and contributions, building bridges, and bringing together McGill students, staff, faculty, and alumni, and Montreal community members.
CKUT Radio.
Sound waves in the air.
CKUT.
Montreal, Canada. CKUT.
Berkat guru ka arena mani ninama inu tungilanga mani tilungi.
Hey, I'm Alisa Pavunga. Ulumi September 28, 2021. Tunga sa wajin Ulumi William ko magsiyot sa ohave halangalok ingitik amalak siyoye ilaminulo ang utiuro ko ang navea at hatsone literacy Cambridge Premio tusak ni yalang ang mayo ko ni piliyavin ng inni amalo asing inni inutito ingi ko siliyavin ng inni nalatu nagsi ay I'm Emily Sapa. Today is September 28, 2021. Welcome to Nipivot. Today, William Kumaksiutitsak interviews rapper, producer, and a family man, Kob Angnavea, aka Literacy, from Cambridge Bay, Nunavut. We will also play his another Inuit song. So keep listening.
Yeah.
Loro yung nga, effective may pinasuktiyo yung nga. Effective may pinasukti, inong maran na ikayuso mo ko. Pinasukat sa niya, kinikaso ako mayuno, upalo, ilinere mo, utikaso ako mayuno, mantriyami. Haritaw yay at winaw, kikutwinan no. 18 ni, ukiw harali, umatanoglo. Hawirero na ko si, effective mo, 4590 Verdun, Metro Lotte Verdun mo. Sibane ko na to si 514-564-3051. Amalo Facebook ko, effective titilo ko. Ukko inga sa mga buho, ula ko na imi, ukko ato ni 12 mo. Ulo ko takuya ko na sa mga miyui, init sa leulo te pinasukte mo, effective mi. Kinilo te pinasukat sa ni, at jigingit to ni Montreami, nuna vimilo. Daan na pinasukte, ikayoy na limalo mi. At kasi ni ikutu hatay na reali upo kilim mo. Ama niyong kalwari kuti at yun na reali ibiktibin mo. Nuban na yung pityo tikilu ko. Ibiktibin mo nyo siya hatato ako siya kilit suta ako na kasi $9 ni. Ama base ko tiyo ikinutit sa gani ay tutaw so mo miyo ikayo siya ta hatato ako bit. So kataw niya ito. Sa kiningwaan ni Upalo, inuulig kami ni nalunay ko tangan ni Katay ni Rovit, Upalo. Di kasay kayakalan ni Rovit, pinasukti mo ikayukta akong nakuti. Namunga bitay ni Rovilo, ibatibin mi pinasukti, ikayukong namayo, kinilo ni na yung may bilirong natan ni. Inumaran ni itong masukti, si Tiyato nakata, at ikay katarit si ibatibin mo, na kumay na lakin nakatsi.
Legacy. Check it. Yeah. Northern Lights. Yeah. I'm getting this education on a principle of elevation. First steps preparation. You also need dedication and space to sit here at the station to feel drained of creating. Expect a lot of him, but they ain't ready for the devastation that I'm planning to create. Many deprivation, cause before oxygen, genetic, taken out onto them, man, with the shade on my stress. Fought with the Romans and Spartacus, giving that this is Spartacus. I'm telling you, you don't want a part of this. My pen is ominous, like a messenger for the dead. Mercurius, did that line make you more curious about my psychology or how my thoughts become my philosophy? How it could possibly go down. Town is one of the greats, especially when a man is dead. But there's not enough food on my plate. But a new one, but the whole earth went and quaked. And the whole world shook. This ain't your last look. Sorry for the breath I took from your lungs. Doctors told me they need to do what the body me is to do that. Learn my autonomy, for I am an anomaly when they told me it was out of me. Thought to myself, if a human, what I ought to be, then something gets under me. A memory that I'm godly and I'm not one that's fondly. Every time I was stretched, it's the past. Some seeds that want to spit. Went to the doctors to save, had to rest. Test came back negative, they wanted me medicated, but I'll never give in, cause I'm pinches this. I took out one star, meanwhile in the north, he got to win. Good in my crew, at northern lights, get three to that two win. You can five mathematically, I'm so alive telepathically. I'll blow you away, no ties, notice that I don't ever lose my focus, cause I'm tired of being hocus pocus. I'm not a magician, I'm a magician, physician. That means I'm lyrically qualified to have it traumatized. I'm telling you, this is what the prophets prophesize. Politicians profit off of prequelized. This is what happens when I feel jeopardized, that my back against the wall, when push comes to shove, I break them all. See the hearts, I take them all. I was told I was gonna be great ever since I was 8. Till I had on a plate, till I ate, still waiting for food. And it's quarter to 8, this lunchtime gonna make me late for the punchline premiere. 2 hours and 3 minutes was a whole runtime. Clock's ticking while I have time, oh dear, like a four wheeler. It's time this was good, cause legacy's coming to twist here and lift those fears and collect those tears of anyone who is near. The dash shoot from an Excalibur's chamber. Everyone screaming, danger, danger. Part of me, a mass murder brain from an anger. Hellfire, not an aimer. I'm more like Terrell. Get that line if you're a gamer. If not, eat this bullet out of Nikolai's chamber. He also shot in anger for having his antiseptic bootleg heart liquor. It is a jar clinger like Edward. I am the life bringer with a lot of life link. Is his in Takio Misaki. Please don't tell me to dumb it down. I'ma run some rounds. Looking for an A, so again, there's more playing. Added to
two rounds. So if I can't run around, knowing me, run around. Don't get the last sound beat, yeah, we'll start a new round. Let's level up two rounds, man. That gun ran out of rounds. I don't wanna get too round. I'm plenty new man in my hound. I can beat this beat without even beating a beat. I haven't tried eating a beat, but at the same time, that is all that I eat. And this is where my heart doth beat. Now this beat is me. You know I'm so neat. Cleaning up everything in the street. This is how we G-A-C-Y.
Legacy, legacy.
As I'm watching from the ISS station, seeing humanity fall, finding me. I was lonely after all, for humanity was meant to fall. Why? And I was the chosen one, the holy one. Told by the gods I was the only one. Now I'ma make a new empire and take humanity. Fire and watch earth burning fire. I feel something special burning inside of me. I'm spitting game and keep it going till you go insane. In the music industry, burn down the flames. I keep telling you I'm not the same, but it's like I'm telling Helen Keller. You just don't get it. Young fella, I'm just way too fucking clever. Let me calm down before someone's head gets up. Harder than the desert, colder than the blizzard. Underrated like my boy Lilith. I'm a big bad dog, call me Clifford. They say you can't call me out too late. I got the scissors, put it to your throat. Cut you open now, watch you take your last breath. Looking into your eyes as you come to realize you're close to death, 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 death.
Nowadays are getting real whack. They put on out a tune when they're mixing their track. Then they call it rap, man. What the fuck is that? Let me show you how to get this done. When it's over, that's another plus one. Killing beat after beat, that's a ton. I always been the heat. You think I'm from the sun? We got bars of spit. What you think we got? None. What? Music nowadays, all I hear is mumbling. Getting too excited that they start stuttering. Others start flopping like they be stumbling. That in hip hop, you're dishonoring the legends who started this rapping hip hop. So don't even bother, better yet, you should stop. I make everyone feel me when we hear the beat drop. That's how it is, you will never see us flop. I'm always on the move, that's the rhythm of the groove. I always put in work so my skills can improve. We're counting up the wins, never gonna kinda lose.
Legacy. You know what it is. Check it. Yeah.
You know I'm awake past switching hour, casting all my power, so I can still power my brain tower. Keep it delicate. All my flowers into the forecast as the beat. 80 showers killing all of the cowards. Most of them in power than the size of a cow. Oh wow, it's gonna take a big pile to pile you down. Shake the town, make the earth laugh like a clown. Let it snow, but my skin is brown. Don't matter though, I got the crown. And I don't see no competition around. Lyrically, you won't last around. From my Smith and Wesson, all it'll take is a wine to take you down. You're real, and again, I can see the fake lines. No, I'm high above, like I'm in a chinagum. And look at the sin of fire in the chinagum. Even like it did, we're causing catastrophe in the spiritual realm. Ready to take the helm of this road and sail it to a real tough place where I am good. That's right, the greatest of all time. I know I got a lot of time, but I got a lot of lines that speak that do what I can find. Rhyming the history of verbally violent crimes, cause I've been abusing the alphabet. Why? Letting it know that I'm the alpha, yet and you're the last part of it. Yeah, you a beta, no more than a hater. Though I said I'm not a aimer,
I'ma hit you with precision, cause I got 2020 vision. Complete the mission in the kitchen where I begin stitching. Together this verse, like I'm a seamstress. Why do you seem stressed? Is it because you seem less of an MC next to me? Legacy, who's reliving his past memories as he does that, getting new tendencies. Growing each time he kills an enemy. I see everyone envies me, just my clouds as I sit this energy. I become this dark entity known as LEG. Yeah, see why I'm a comment to your mind and pry apart and make a part behind your mind where I can sit and comfortably rhyme. Oh yeah, where I sit and design each scrap, learning from each trap. Why not what you call a quest to search for the best place to test my metaphorical bulletproof vest to see if it's better than the rest. I should have sharpened my skill and increase my will, but to also feel my need to push the pen heavy though, like a pin from all these bars to maintain from the brain by the Mars. Now the brain by the marsh, making a metaphorical Martian into Martin. And for your heads is mocking, you can't and you won't see him barking. He's the reason why your dog is barking into the coroner, but your coroners can't see me as I creep up eerily to your ear, whispering the words of fear. Now it's patiently waiting for you to tear, so I can begin to tear your bar like I'm a dire wolf or a fire wolf, cause I'm a hellhound and I can't tell sounds. Manipulate itself as I stipulate the requirements, but you didn't hear from the sticky weight. Now I got a quiet tense to cover these fence, a place where I repent. When I spoke to God, he said, come forth and I shall give you eternal life. But I came first and made Eve my wife. It was on the night of Christmas Eve, the same night we were given the gift of life. But oh, what a big surprise. The kid in mind, hold up, we ain't even had time explain. Hold up, I ain't even play with her. Maybe this is God's way of playing with me.
Choose it.
It's just different. Just different.
Just different. Legacy. Different. Northern Lights. Yeah. You know what it is. Yeah, check it. Super Smith, do it so effortless. You put less effort than me in the show sheets. Not my proper girls, that's one constant bros. Bunch of fake lines, rare pity fake sounds. So be ready for a takedown, a shakedown. Ruling the note on my head, I got acorns for that. I got people that want me dead. They want to fill my head with lip, but it was already full. Now with the pics are full, I hang them up, then pull them down, for they've already formed sound. Sonically, I'm on another level, cause I've been in the barrels, making the human scarier. The scarecrow so strong, he can withstand an arrow that hits his head narrow and smashes his bone marrow. Sorry for the sorrow, didn't mean to make you feel so low. His response was, you done in the sorrow, you bowed down the stream. So I did it merrily till my life became a dream. Banging my team, but the flow was so clean. And the punchlines be on so mean. Got you thinking I'm a mean machine. I'ma beat my meat till it's so lean. Alright, got a bunch of rust to roll up that weed. Smoke away my evil deeds, planting these difficult seeds. Tending to your spiritual needs, let me try and heal your soul. Let my music take the toll of life, for I die for this mic. Even worse, I'd live for it, try and do something different. But my pain through is bewitting, finally releasing it to a masterpiece. But I got a masterpiece, fundamentals of the game. Put my Tim Duncan gain on for me once and shame on you, not me, cause you lost a G. You know what I'ma be, if not I'ma make you see. Like you come after AB, and no one better than me, AB. That's in the north, of course, cause I ate all the other rappers in a four course meal. How does it feel, man? It's surreal, cause sir, you sure are real. Casted out my line, I reel in, then I caught a fin of fish. That's the last main dish, man. I wish upon a star from afar that I go down greater than Sapar. Be in the talks at the bar, but shops right now, you on the chopping block. Not time to race against the clock. Going tick tock, shit, now it's going tick tick tick. Help me, Morty and Rick, cause I'm about to flip flip flip. Man, I hate these bad shoes, feels like I'm a gift for sitting when you hear my shit. It's like you a caveman discovering fire. Gonna go till I retire, call AAA cause I gotta retire. Tires, but first let me try and rewire my brain connections. All of this is very perplexing, cause now I'm going off the
Asuyuti Uvanga William Kumak Sutiksak, also known as Northern Knowledge, Kangeklinik Mutak Siyaoyunga. Greetings, everybody. My name is William Kumak Sutiksak, also known as Northern Knowledge, and originally I'm from Rankin Inlet, and that's in Nunavut. I'm a co-producer with the Nipivut radio station, and we are currently going on episode 4 of a series I created called Ulugiak Unikat, which is basically like star stories. And the whole purpose of the star stories series is we want to be highlighting, inspiring Inuit youth who are doing just absolutely amazing things in our community, supporting community members through their work. And so on today's episode, I'd like to welcome Kobe Aknavigak, also known as Legacy, who is originally from Cambridge Bay, Nunavut. So yeah, with all of that being said, Kobe, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How about you, man?
Oh, I'm doing really good. I'm really happy that we're starting up this conversation together. I just feel like there's so much to be talking about. Like you've got so many interesting things that are going on in your life that I feel like our listeners definitely need to hear, man. So I'm just gonna get right into the interview. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself? What's your story?
So, as you all know, my name is Kobe Aknavigak, also known as Legacy. I live in Cambridge Bay. I was born in Yellowknife, raised here in Cambridge Bay. My life has been pretty interesting. You know, I got to do a lot of traveling, worked on a bunch of music, played a bunch of basketball, you know. Pretty interesting story.
That's awesome, man.
During my childhood.
Oh, during your childhood?
During my childhood, it was a little rough early on. I was in a home that, you know, partied almost every weekend.
Thanks a lot for just like briefly introducing yourself, talking a little bit about like where you've been, and that's just like right getting into the question, you know. And you, one thing that you mentioned was you were talking about music. I think maybe that's a good starting point. How did you start making music, and why do you make music today?
Well, I started when I was maybe about 9 years old. My cousin Garrett was over one time, and he was teaching me how to use the GarageBand app on his phone. And, you know, ever since then, I've been hooked. And he taught me how to write music, how to produce it. And then ever since then, I just fell in love with this, and I haven't been able to stop since.
That's really interesting, man. That's really cool that you both write and you produce your own music. That's so cool. Why do you make music today?
Man, I make it because it helps me cope with a bunch of things. You know, like music has always been that rock for me in life. You know, it's the one thing that I can fall back on every time. I'm pretty sure you would know too, man.
Definitely.
I was just an artist too, bro.
Yeah, I was just about to say you sound like a true musician, like using that music as a tool to be able to like provide that positive outlet, or that, you know, that like you're talking about, there's that feeling that we have as artists, and when we write, when we produce, when we do our thing, you know, it not only do we like shine on the outside, but on the inside too. So yeah, that's really awesome to hear their legacy. Talking about Legacy, can you share your artist name with everybody? Legacy, how did you come up with the name, and what does that mean to you?
Man, Legacy came to me one night. I was just relaxing, watching some TV, and I was thinking of a different name to go by, because the one I got when I was 9 years old was Mr. Smooth, you know? And then I was like, no, okay, I gotta change my name here. And then one night I just thought about Legacy. I was like, oh, that's pretty dope, because my life is going to be a legacy, not only for me, but also for my people.
Man, that's absolutely amazing. That's an amazing story. And I love it too. Mr. Smooth. Like that's so funny. So cool. Like it's, you know, everybody starts somewhere, and transition from Mr. Smooth to Legacy, like that is definitely like a very long lasting, not just name, but like the whole messaging towards it. So that's just a really interesting story. Yeah. I love the name Legacy. I love Mr. Smooth too, by the way.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. No, I just love the creativity and all of it. My next question for you, who inspires you in your life and why do they inspire you?
Man, I got so many people that inspire me. You know, first is my mom and my brother. You know, they've always shown me, you know, hard work and what you need to do, you know, and then you can live your life to the fullest. Like, those two have always been there no matter what. And then I also, of course, have my fiance and my newborn son.
Just being surrounded by family is just what I'm getting from you, like between your mom, your brother, your fiance, your little one. Like, that's kind of where your inspiration is built from, is just deeply rooted from
family. Yeah,
that's really interesting.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, talking, like, going back to your music, can you share one of your songs with us? Maybe, like, what's your favorite song that you've ever created before? And why is that your favorite song?
Oh, man, that's a pretty tough question. I got quite a few. But I think my favorite one ever would probably be King's Legacy featuring King G.
King's Legacy featuring King G?
Yeah.
Is that on, like, SoundCloud or anything?
Yep. That's on SoundCloud. It's also on YouTube.
Yeah. Okay. So if anybody were to go on SoundCloud or YouTube, they would type in Legacy, King's Legacy.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Yeah. Definitely for anybody to hear. And can you talk about, like, why is that your favorite song that you've ever created before?
Man, you know, one day I was just going through YouTube, going on beats, just freestyling for fun, you know, just warming up gears. And then I found this beat. It was such a fire beat. Like, the drums were insane. So then I was like, oh, I'm gonna pay for this beat. So then I bought it, and then I started writing for it. And then I did, first, initially, it was just gonna be me the whole song. But then I was like, nah, I gotta get somebody here. So I asked my cousin Garrett to hop on, and he did. And that boy, man, he blessed that track so good. Like, he just put the cherry on top. You know, that was just with the beat, my verse, his verse, and my last verse. Those verses are probably one of my favorites because of the rhyme scheme, you know, the flow, all the different patterns and the words. It was a fun project.
Yeah, that sounds really, really cool. And for everybody to know, once again, if you were to type in on either SoundCloud or YouTube, Legacy King G, you'll be able to find that song. And actually, we're going to play it for everybody right now. So everybody, take a listen to this song, and we'll be right back in the interview right after the song has been played. So enjoy.
Just hope my words last for eternity, cause what you see is a battle eternally between me and legacy. Your match so heavenly, I'll be a withering memory, an unknown entity in this matrix. Let me break free, I hate this, I'm tired of these matrix. Weather may be nice, or it may be nice. They call me lice, cause I'm a leafy scratching your head. Got you pondering in bed, what would you do if I went down a different path instead? Yeah, lucky I'm staying in my lane. Tried to do a U-turn, but I drove you insane. Sorry for my pain, it's just crazy when fate is just over the hill. Took the red pill and became king of the hill. Now the rest are still until I feel my will. Am I need to kill these beats? Leave embodied in the streets of my hometown. Dreams of hearing my whole town screaming my whole sound.
Ain't no sun's gone, it's not a way. Ain't no soon, she's alone in a time way.
wonder.
I roll with sperm ash, that's right, I'm back. Reincarnated, smoking, faded, meditating. Looking at the constellations, stationed at the third rock from the sun. Thank God, cause I feel that I'm the one. Number two is the shit you taste, get out of my face. It's the return of the king, like Lord of the Rings. And I'ma keep going like a triathlon. And drown this song and run this song. They put me on a pedestal. Everybody know I'm real. Here to deal with the mess. Yell at me to death. Feel the gust of winds, blizzard to take down those considered killers. Then I'm gone like the Holy Ghost God. 100 milligram capsules. And I take off in a shadow, see asteroids and stare into the void. Just to avoid seeing humans. Really, I'm just high in my room watching movies.
Ain't no sun, he's gone. It's not a way. Ain't no sun, she's alone in a time way.
I'm howling like a hound for the top tonight I'm bound for. When I write, other empties fearing I'm around. I stand up cause in the land of the white, I am brown. Let me fight for the crown and show you why I'm worthy like my name's James. Either LeBron or Harden, I gotta win a bargain. Need your power, game of power, just wait and see an hour. I saw what I got from all that power. I shot all the rangers, left them hanging in the hangar. Legacy, making a bang, taking out his anger. Everyone in the vicinity is in danger from dealing with this vicinity. Going hard like I'm on a cut of 12. Releasing all my vanity to humanity. Makes a mixture of insanity. Insanity, I'm so sane that I went in the pen. Now all I bleed is ink. Letting my tears drop in the kitchen sink. I'm on the brink to sink. It can happen in the blink of an eye. Remember I, L-E-G-S-E-Y.
Ain't no sun, he's gone. It's not a way. Ain't no sun, she's alone in a time we wonder. It's not a whoopee. Ain't no sun, we alone in a time we
wonder. Once again, that song is by Legacy, King's Legacy featuring King G. Go check it out on SoundCloud. Go check it out on YouTube. Support these young Inuit artists as they continue to build their careers. I'd say it's time for us to get back into the interview. How are you holding up there, Kobe?
I'm doing all right.
Awesome, man. I was thinking that, we've been talking a little bit about your music. We shared one of your songs. Maybe we're going to talk a little bit more about your own personal life. Is that all right with you?
Yeah, for sure.
Awesome. So my next question for you, where did you grow up as a kid and what was that like? Can you share a timeline of events in your life leading up to where you are today?
So where I grew up is this little town, population back then of probably about 1,600, 1,700 people. Pretty small town. Everybody knew everybody, you know. I was a little kid just walking around in the streets. And Cambridge is a pretty tough place to be, man. Mm. Walking around, I was a pretty big kid growing up, you know, like I was pretty big. So I got bullied quite a few times. But, you know, that toughens you up. And, you know, I think the hardest to hit was probably when I was in grade 4. And, you know, I was getting bullied every day. At first, I didn't really like who I was, but then I was like, okay, you know what? I am who I am. If I'm big, I'm big. You know, I'll eventually grow out eventually. So I was like, okay, LBG. And then, you know, I hit puberty. And then that was around when I found music. And, you know, my life became a lot more better. You know, high school was pretty tough as well. There's a lot of gossip and a lot of teenage stuff. But, you know, grade 9 was really the turning point because I took about like a maybe 5-year hiatus from writing music after I started when I was 9. And then once I got into grade 9, I started writing again because I really needed an outlet. You know, basketball wasn't really working for me then. Nothing else was working. So I was like, okay, let me try to get back into writing. So I did that. And, you know, that's when everything shifted right back into place. Mm.
Yeah, no, that's like a really interesting story that you're sharing with us. Right away, I just want to say, you know, I'm sorry that you experienced all those forms of bullying throughout your childhood and throughout like your lifetime. You know, nobody ever deserves that. And the one thing that I am happy to hear, though, is how you've always been able to kind of not let that drag you down. You know, it's actually been a part of your inspiration story, as you know, people may look at you a certain way, but you learn to see yourself in your own way. And what's just really interesting about that whole story, like that's part of like building your originality as legacy. And so that's just really inspiring to hear from you there, Kobe.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, talking about inspiration, another thing, you recently became a father, is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, how's the dad life feeling? How does it feel to be a young Enoch father?
Man, it's such a blessing. I wake up every day looking at my son like, whoa, I'm actually a father. You know, like, I still can't believe that, you know, I have a baby. You know, the one that he really looks like me. And it's really shocking. You know, it's overwhelming, but it's also rewarding. You know, like, you get rewarded more than you feel overwhelmed.
Yeah, for sure. And like, you know, just throughout this interview, you've talked about your little one. You've talked a little bit about your fiance. Why is being a father and a family man important to you?
Man, you know, here in Cambridge, my family, you know, we've always been a really close family. And it's just, I don't know, it's always been really important for the whole family. Like, you always got to be a family person, no matter what. Like, you don't turn your back on family, and you know, you always help them when they need help. You know, that was always drilled in my head growing up.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm really happy to hear that not only was it drilled in your head, but it's actually drilled in your actions too. Like, that's a really big thing, you know. And you know, family is so important, and being a father it's so important too. Like, you know, like, that's just a really, for myself, it's a core part of my life. So I just thought that it'd be really interesting for you and me to be talking about that, because the two of us being young Inuit fathers, like, working to build our families, that's just an amazing story.
Yeah.
We need to hear more of that. We need to see more of that. And so seeing you doing your thing, Kobe, I just want you to know how much of an inspiration you are to me and to so many others, man.
Oh, thanks, man. You don't know how much you inspire me too.
Talking about inspiration, recently you just graduated from a college program. Congratulations on graduating from Nunavut Sivuniksevut. Can you talk about your schooling experience with us?
Oh, man, thanks. You know, NS, or Nunavut Sivuniksevut, you know, is a really, really great program. You know, that's where I grew a lot. And there was such an amazing opportunity. I graduated year one. I'll eventually go back and go for year two, finish off my second year, you know, and I don't know, it was such an amazing opportunity, because, you know, I got to learn my language. I got to know how to perform some traditional songs. I learned a lot about the history of Nunavut, how it was created, the struggles that we went through for Nunavut to be created. You know, I just started to find out more about who I was and what that inner part of me. I just started to understand a lot more.
Upi Givagit. That means I'm proud of you. Yeah, I'm really proud of you for graduating that college program. And it takes a lot of energy. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of commitment to be able to go through those types of life experiences. And seeking higher forms of education is always the way to go. And so definitely, I'm really proud of you.
Yeah, there, man.
My next question for you.
Thanks.
I just have a few more questions for you. What message would you like to share with Inuit youth and or anyone who is thinking about seeking higher forms of education?
Oh, man, don't think about it, you know, just go for it, you know, because knowledge is key. You know, it opens so many doors once you have a degree or a doctorate or a PhD, like, so many doors open, you know, and we need a lot more Inuit youth getting more interested in education, going out, and then bringing that education back into Nunavut so that Nunavut can grow to be what our forefathers wanted it to be.
I totally agree with you about education opening doors. That is so true, man. And it's, you know, it's that one piece of paper, that diploma, that certificate, you know, that that piece of paper, it'll take you so far, and it'll make you be able to do whatever it is you want to be doing with your life. And so once again, you know, just like how I was saying about yourself as a young Inuk father, yourself as a young student, graduating from that program, thinking to go back to when you have the time and the availability to do so, you keep up the amazing work that you're doing there, Kobe.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, I just have two more questions for you. Do you have any upcoming music projects that our listeners should be looking out for?
Not right now, no, but, you know, I have been writing. I haven't been producing. I just haven't had the time, you know, really focus on my music. But I do have a verse written for, I did a feature with Dave Prodigy, you know, David.
Yeah.
I do have a verse and on one of his songs that he'll be releasing soon.
Oh, that's awesome, man. And yeah, that's definitely like a small little sneak peek. There's going to be more music coming soon for sure. And at the same time too, like, yeah. Yourself being a young father, I believe your little one, you were saying, is about 3 months old. You know, of course, you're not always going to have time to be sitting at your desk writing and producing beats. You know, you've got like bigger things going on, like being a father, you know, and so just you keep up that amazing stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's really cool. My last question for you, where can our listeners follow you and support your journey? Can you share your social media links with us?
Yeah, for sure. My YouTube is Kobe Aknavigak, KobeAknavigak. So go ahead and give me a follow. I will have more projects out soon. I will have music videos, you know, songs, some other videos, and my SoundCloud is Legacy Kobe, LegacyKobe.
Awesome. Once again, everybody, Kobe Aknavigak, also known as Legacy, originally from Cambridge Bay. Go check out his music on YouTube. Go check out his music on SoundCloud and support his journey. Thanks a lot for having the interview today. We really appreciate it. I just want to say a really big kliya namik, Kobe.
Oh, man. Thank you for this amazing opportunity, man.
Legacy.
Telling beats.
Loving me was an accident. Everything but the pain. When everyone telling me that I changed, that I ain't the same. During my time, I was blessed to only see you. Only at the time, I didn't have a clue that it would turn against me. I guess you can call it a curse, cause now I'm insane. So fucked up that I've been put on Novocaine. That shit still don't soothe the pain, cause you built a home in my brain. Feel trapped in your plane. Take all of my energy, I'm drained. Stuck in this never-ending pain. Putting on a facade, keep telling myself that I'm happy, but the truth is I'm battling my demons. Trying to keep them bottled up, but when I see you, they begin to spew. Have me convinced when you said I bring the best out in you. It out, it wasn't me that done wrong.
wrong. So why did I go back and analyze each moment to see where I vandalized? Up on our revolvenized from dawn till the sun dies. Now a beacon to mend lies. I should've known you were a disguise. I should've seen all the red flags. You call me a nice, I'd say you're movable. Cause every time I push, you pull, charging head first into your red flags. But in hindsight, I didn't see the stadium full. I just got played, broken heart displayed, and my very soul dismayed.
Legacy. Yeah. You know, I'm hella competitive for this shit, right? It's my thing. Check it.
This for those who don't take me seriously. Got me acting deliriously, riding fiercely. Giving me more diesel is a name wrong, cause you're a weasel. This is the full course meal for breakfast. It's the critics and the seal. After this, I'll seal my name in the game and start my journey to the Hall of Fame or the Wall of Shame. I just know people won't know my name, for I am a beast that can't be tamed. But if a beauty, I know this truly. This is God's way of proving He exists, the way He controls my wrist when I write makes things seem right. Channeling all the past MCs so I can end these modern day MCs. Coming in like a mirror gone with a dummy that did come in my head. Not instead, I wanna make it my brain so I can have an insane amount of time to pull out these rhymes. Being my forever optimist prime. I know I'm optimistic, coming for those who's pessimistic. But I fell in love with when I made a realistic child. I know so wild from, I'm from the northwest. For the chorus, it's me killing the MCs, hearing them scream with envy.
Legacy is coming, so get out the fucking way. Legacy is coming, so get out the fucking way. Legacy is coming, so get out the fucking way. Legacy is coming, so get out the fucking way.
Ready for lunch, man, we already have brunch. Now we're gonna crunch a bunch of y'all looking munching, crunching. I have a hunch, but none of my back in the back of my mind. So I dug deep and made a mind, what a unique design. All the stars perfectly aligned, that's what I need to think of. Next to line so fine, it takes up your whole time. If not, it went over your head and that's a crime. Like Jay, I'm trying to give real dimes. Like my name, CP3, yeah, John. If I fall behind the beat, I stalk gems. Then I get back on it and ride it like a bull. MJ, your prime D-Rose. Girl, touch my leg, I'm a D-Rose. Like he came back from the dead. Woke up from the deep sleep in a wooden bed. The 6 feet deep, I told you I'm a creep. In through the window, but the wind blowed. So I fell off the ladder with a full bladder. So when I landed on my piss, splattered all over the ground amid a puddle. This seems subtle, causing all the rumble like I'm royal. Fucked around with a coil, now with the electricity I toil. Like I became a ball of tin foil. Rhymes thicker than oil, like old meat. Y'all are spoiled. Supper with dinner, but now it's in the north at the end. Cause I am the winner, winner, chicken. Ah, you know the rest. That's the one thing I don't ever
advocate, cause I always gotta test myself and increase my lyrical wealth that fills my spiritual health. It's like I have a mega mind or I'm under the medic, and I just know I have a better grind, cause that's what got me, a human grinder. When I spit it's him busting up that we preparing these lyrical seeds coming from the school of Cain. Am cooking thought, got rid of all of my bad thoughts and got me a good girl back to killing these northern MCs. My clip is almost empty. I love you, but this a game and I don't wanna drop names, but if none of y'all respond, it's a shame. I'm so competitive, what you think I'm named after the graded and 24? You can hide, but I'ma check every door. Try and play defense, I'ma score. For music, I guess you can say I'm a whore, but I'm also my own pimp, like Bart, y'all a simp. Also a whip, can't take a hint or a hit, cause I'm Mike Tyson with this shit. Like a dragon, everything I spit is lit.
Disrespect your elders, for they have knowledge that only time can give you. Number two is the shit you must do when you fuck up, pay your dues. Three is simple, before you judge, change your shoes, so you can have a soul awakening. Four is give what you be taking in. Five is help those who are hella aching, under in the mind or in the tummy. Can't count how many times others rub my stomach. Those are my top five rules. I hope y'all got them jewels. I dropped in these rhymes just trying to be like Jay. Slaughter my enemies. First I shall raise the speed so heavenly. I'm an angel and an entity, but a normal person is what I'll never be. Legally I'm a legit MC, I don't have to be literal. I'm a painter, picture so visual like a Picasso or Da Vinci. Even Michelangelo with the stone, I'm so back to the bone, burning a month like stone cold. But I'm not a monster when I write. I begin to get my powers soon, I'll be getting all my flowers.
Check it.
As I'm looking back, I see this is God's way of getting back at me. All the pain I've caused is coming back, but all of this is familiar. I keep going in circles. What kind of shit is that? Not
gonna lie, I wanna quit the shit, cause I'm whack, but I can't, cause my back's up against the wall. We up in Mount Olympus, so I ain't gonna fall. I ain't never gonna let you see me crumble. Mama told me to be humble, so if you stumble, I ain't gonna giggle. Feeling depressed way back when I was little, I didn't see things other ways, I only saw them my way. Visual, fuck, I'm depressed, but I don't want no pharmaceuticals. I ain't like the rest of my usual, losing hope and dreams being shattered, letting my heart get splattered. People only seeing me as a hazard. Maybe I should just end it all. This is my demise, my fall. All I wanted was you, so I was blind and didn't have a clue. I had everything when I had you, but it wasn't me and you versus the issue. It was me versus you. I'm sorry for the things I did and continue to do. Yeah.
I'm trying to change, but I don't have a clue where to go or what to do. I'm spilling my heart for you in it on my sleeve. And 50 feet alone, now it's beating slow. This is it, this is all I have. Now it's time to go.
Nakakain na kasi ni Pivome. Tusak niya kay natabot Angela Amagolio ingi ko si Leavini nga. Tama ni Pinsok Tirugot. Uba nga Amalisa pa. Ani Pinsok Ti. Jennifer May. Nancy Angilik. Tina Pinsok Ti. William Kumaksiu Tiktak. Amalo Carol Bauer. Nakakumimilabot Concordia University, Southern Quebec Inuit Association, Amalo CKUT 90.3 FM. Naalala ka po si Pinasiwak Siwalak to me, Urban Indigenous Radio me. Utilak me yukot October 12, Mulipan. Naalatoy na kasi. Thank you for listening to Nipibot. Our theme song is by Angela Amagolik. This episode was made by me, Emily Sapa, Annie Pisukti, Jennifer May, Nancy Angilik, Tina Pisukti, William Kumaksiutiksak, and Carol Bauer. Thanks to Concordia University, Southern Quebec Inuit Association, and CKUT 90.3 FM. Tune in this time next week to Urban Indigenous Radio, and we will be back October 12th. Stay tuned for Soul Perspective coming up next.
Sam's excited to see his favorite band play live. He's thought about it all week. He bought his ticket. He wore his band t-shirt. He went to the concert venue. He wasn't allowed inside the concert venue. He put away his band t-shirt. He threw away his ticket. And he thought about it all week.
Don't wait until it hits you. Get vaccinated. Beginning in September, you'll need a vaccination passport to enter certain public spaces. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
CKUT
90.3 FM, Montreal.
The following is a previously broadcast program.
What's up, what's up, what's up, good people? To those of you listening wherever, whenever, whatever time it is, good morning, good evening, and good night. You are locked into another Tuesday evening with Soul Perspectives right here on CKUT 90.3 FM. Soul P has been on the air since 1994. We bring you all the topics, the guests, the ups and downs, the highs and the lows of the black community here in Montreal, across Canada, and internationally. We have a beautiful evening of music and discussion lined up for you tonight. Keep it locked. You are listening to Soul Perspectives right here on CKUT 90.3 on your FM dial.
I'm all self-diagnosed, recovering addict. Loving you was my bad habit. Loving you was nothing healthy for me. No, it was never, never good for me. And now I lay awake at night, I'm trying to catch my fix, I'm slowly dying. Ladies come and go and not the way. You know I tried that rehab shit, a temporary fix, and maybe another clip from you, yes, I need my head.